I'm also a member of Military Families Speak Out, and those people are doing a lot of good in the United States. I'd like to see Canada get a chapter. I'm speaking to you today because I have been personally affected by the policies of the George Bush administration, policies that are twisted, evil, and just plain wrong. People rarely begin a conversation by communicating the things that are of the most concern. These days, at least in the United States, coming up with good solutions to minor problems while the deeper concerns are not even addressed is one of the biggest sources of inefficiency in government. I would like to see these things change. I believe that the time for beating around the bush is over. It's time to beat the bush. My son, Sergeant David W. Johnson of the Oregon National Guard, was killed by a roadside bomb while on a routine resupply convoy mission to Camp Taji, which is north of Baghdad. He was the machine gunner on the 14th vehicle in a 14-vehicle convoy. David joined the National Guard because of his concerns about homeland security. I don't believe that he ever imagined he would be shipped off to Iraq. But at the point of his deployment, he would have never left his buddies. Right up until the day he left, we thought we would be the ones buying David's body armor. After David got to Baghdad, he called and told us what he really needed was a map of the area and a book of basic Arabic. We found those tools on Amazon.com. I've often wondered if our government had ever thought to look there. After practicing with his 50 caliber machine gun in Kuwait, he was never allowed to practice with it again. He was allowed to sight it in. He took it apart every night. He cleaned it. He put it back together. But there were not enough bullets, so he never knew whether it would fire when he needed it or not. David died in an unarmored Humvee. Many of our soldiers have taken to armoring their Humvees with bits of metal, plywood, sandbags. And I really have a problem when I see people in this country driving Humvees. When Donald Rumsfeld was asked about these shortages of armor, he replied glibly, "We go to war with the army we have, not the army we want." I hope he does serious jail time. Our David was a tall, blonde, gentle giant who was the most non-judgmental, kind, and generous person I've ever known. I'm prejudiced, but he really was. We believe his life was wasted when he was placed in harm's way for no other reason than to line the pockets of this administration. It is my contention that it is not we who will be judged by history. History will judge us like those people who participated in the Boston Tea Party, the women's suffrage movement, and the civil rights movement. These people who hold us, those people like us, held the vision and displayed the courage to go to jail for justice. I believe that the Bush administration needs to be brought to trial for lying to the people of the United States and the world. He has led our nation into a bloody, non-winnable war on false pretenses. Bush and his administration should be on trial for the deaths of over 2,400 American soldiers and the deaths of over 100,000 innocent Iraqi men, women, and children. Bush administration to take the stand for the mental, physical injuries of several hundred thousand American soldiers and innocent Iraqis and their loved ones. They should be on trial for torture. They should be on trial for using unauthorized covert wiretapping programs in violation of the civil liberties of countless innocent Americans. They are also in violation of international law. In 1928, the Kellogg-Briand Pact was signed by all of the industrialized nations of the world. It renounced war as an instrument of policy. It's a treaty and it's still in effect, and that makes it, according to Article 6 of our Constitution, an American law as well. The pact declared that all Americans shall refrain in international relations from the threat of or of the use of force against the territorial integrity or political independence of any state, and that the supreme international crime was to initiate a war of aggression. The United States violated this treaty in its war of aggression on Iraq, and now once again with its unthinkable plans to use nuclear weapons on Iran. There are some that would say it is too late, that our country is doomed. There are days when I feel the same. Does it really do me any good to put a human face on the cost of this war? Am I wasting my time? These and other questions keep me up at night and keep me from feeling rested and peaceful. All I really want to do is to go back to the quiet, humble life I lived before David died. Sometimes I really wish I didn't know as much as I do about the state of affairs in our country. I just love to stick my head in the sand and stay there. The simple truth is I am not at peace, and my soul and heart are troubled. It's not just because my son died in this terrible war for nothing. I am troubled because what I see in the country that I was raised in and believed that it was the greatest country in the world, experiencing a crisis the likes of which we have never seen before. I am troubled because so many of the citizens of our country are willing to give up their treasured rights and freedoms because they are fearful of an unseen threat. I am troubled because our country is being run by people more concerned about money and power and loyalty than they are about human beings. So each day I sit back and I wonder, why is it that I keep trying? Then I experience events and people that renew my faith in humanity. These events and people renew my faith in the great people of this country who do have real faith, and I hope that together we can overcome the obstacles in front of us. We humbly believe that our actions will be judged as a ray of hope in a time of despair, and that the Bush administration will be judged for the blanket of darkness they have spread over the world. We would like to thank you from the bottoms of our hearts for doing all that you can and all that you do to help us end this war. We want to bring our troops home now so that we can take care of them when they get here. Thank you.